So who here wants to be blessed? Every hand should go up. And blessed with what? Blessed with what? What do we want to be blessed with? Health and happiness? Fame and fortune? Power and prestige? Peace and joy? Who wants to be blessed with eternal life? Every hand should go up. Who wants to be blessed with an attitude of gratitude? Every hand should go up. Is this not why we come to pray? To give thanks for our blessings, to remember our blessings, the blessings of those we love and the blessings of those who love us, to be grateful for the good in our lives. Today in the gospel, Jesus teaches us how to live and how to love. He is teaching us how to think and how to act, how to make our world better. He is teaching us the Beatitudes. He is teaching us how to have right attitudes. He is teaching us how to live a blessed life. Jesus says, show care and compassion. He says, work for justice and peace. He says, be about mercy and forgiveness. He says, practice compassion. He says, strive to have a holy heart of love. He says, be courageous. He says, follow my example of sacrifice. He says, be better people, not bitter people. Now let us remember, these attitudes are not easy to live. They take time. They take sacrifice. They take investment. They take conversion of mind and heart. They take courage and strength. They take determination. They take a willingness to give. Let us remember the place of grace. The place to be empowered and energized is here in this room at this altar. And if we want the blessing of heaven, if we want the blessing of eternal life, we must not only receive Jesus, but we must share Jesus. We must bring his way of thinking, his way of acting, his way of loving to our world. That's our work. That's how we become blessed. Today we hear Jesus teach us the way to be holy, the way to be blessed, the ways to have an attitude of gratitude. Today we remind ourselves, if we want the reward of heaven, then we must live and love with the attitude of Jesus. We must be grateful, thankful, holy people. St. Paul at the end of the second reading says, whoever boasts should boast in the Lord. Today we give thanks for our blessings. Today we pray in gratitude. Today we boast that Jesus is our way and our truth, that Jesus is our way, our life, and our love. Amen.